Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, coming to you from Starr, North Carolina, the home office of Amazing Grape. We're right in the heart of North Carolina. We're right in the center of the state. In fact, they have a plaque out here that says that we are the geographic center of North Carolina. North Carolina is now bumping 10 million people, so we've got a big audience. We've got people now joined with Amazing Grape that are in most of the United States. We have people all the way from Washington State, California, Montana, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Alabama, Oklahoma. We've got people all over the United States now that are getting involved in Amazing Grape. And we're pretty excited about what they're doing and the benefits that they're receiving. I had a call today from a lady that is past 90 years old, and she had been taking some other products, and she called me up to let me know that she had started taking the Amazing Grape product, and she said, "I think I feel a whole lot better." And she's 90-some years old. So this is a tremendous product. The muscadine grape has been here since time. It's mostly grown in the southeastern United States and primarily in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Because of the hot, humid, disease-prone climate, the muscadine grows in a more of a, you might say, a damaging environment, an environment where there are disease and things attacking the grape, the hot, humid climate as well. But the muscadine, if you notice, has little specks on the outside of it. It just grows a few along on the vine. It doesn't have big clusters like the bunch grapes. But you'll notice specks on the outside. If you all will please hit star 6 if you have a lot of background noise there. And that'll be courteous to all the other people on the call tonight. We do appreciate your courtesy. But the muscadine, it doesn't grow in big clusters like your wine grapes and your table grapes, your bunch grapes, and all of that. But it is a very nutritious grape. Some horticulturists actually call it a berry. But it is a grape, and it is a very prolific grape. It in all these diseases and all of the different things that are attacking it, it has the antibodies to come out and fight these diseases off. So it naturally grows in an organic state because it has its own antibodies, and it does fight disease in many cases, but it also fights disease for you when you consume it. And we've had so many reports across the country, and there's been so much research. There's a little book out by the researchers at the University of Georgia, and that book is called Muscadine Medicine by Dr. Hartle, Dr. Greenspan, and Dr. Hargrove. And they were really concerned about the different kinds of drugs that were out there. And so they wanted to do a study and find out what the most nutritious, healthy thing that you could take for your body, and they found it in the muscadine grape. They run all the tests on it. They found out it was a great anti-inflammatory without drug side effects. They found out that it had a great number of antioxidants and tremendous amount of nutrients that would be good for you, and normally you would find them in other sources. But they found them all, or a big portion of them, in the muscadine grape. And so they put together this book called Muscadine Medicine. Has a tremendous amount of information in it. But one of the chapters in that book deals with something that I want to get into tonight in this program about anti-aging and longevity, because there's some really exciting information here that come out of all the research. And, of course, it's coming out more and more all over the country in many other ways. But first of all, I want to say that Amazing Grape is a muscadine supplement. That's what it is. It's a supplement. It is a food, and it's a food-grade supplement. We package 60 capsules of 650 milligrams each in a capsule, and we put 60 capsules in a bottle, and the retail price of it is $33. It's not any information there or anything we do is designed to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease. We make that very plain. It is just a supplement, and it's purchased by you as a supplement, as a consumer, and we find that there's a lot of research information out there. We feel like you can make an informed decision as to whether you think this would be good for you to include in your diet every day. We have people from all over the country calling us with wonderful testimonies of helping their cholesterol, helping their pain, helping their joints, helping their diabetes condition to balance their blood sugar. We have people with congestive heart failure that have found tremendous results. We have people with cancer that have been, they've eradicated the cancer from their body, and they no longer have the problems with cancer. And they're just tremendous testimonies, a healing up of sores on the body and different things like that. And so we appreciate all those testimonies. But if we give you the research and if we tell you what the information is out there, we feel like you can make a informed decision as a consumer that will greatly benefit you. But we tell people that even though this product is generally accepted as safe, that's the only classification the FDA will make of any herbal supplement. They don't give any recommendation or any bona fide endorsement to any herbal supplements. They only do that to drug testing, and usually the drug testing is paid for by the drug company who's selling it. So that seems like sort of a contradictory thing. But of all the research that has been done, and a great deal of it's been done as private research, privately funded, the FDA still says supplements fall into a category after, you know, much use, and people have used them for many years. They consider them generally accepted as safe. But that having been said, we hope that you are an informed consumer, but you buy this product at your own risk and use it as a consumer. The only thing that we offer, instead of any claim or anything like that with Amazing Grape, is we offer a full 100% money-back guarantee. And that goes any time. We're not interested in 30 days or 2 weeks supply or going to, you know, give you a certain limit on things. If you take the product and set it on your counter and have good intentions and you don't take it for 2 or 3 months and you want your money back, send it back. We'll give you your money back. Call us and let us know. We don't have anything to hide here as far as the nutritional value of the product, but we want you to be happy and satisfied, and so we offer a full 100% money-back guarantee. We feel like that's about the best we can do on it. And that's for any time. We don't have a 30, 60, or 90-day limit on it. Anytime you're dissatisfied, send the product back, and we'll give you money back. What I want to talk about tonight is anti-aging. Longevity. This is really getting into the news, and you're hearing a great deal about it on the news, and for partial reasons of what the companies that are pushing this are drug companies. There was a big study that was done back almost 5 years ago, and that is significant because in their studies, actually the studies were done a little over 5 years ago, by some doctors that went and set up a research facility up in New York State. They were from North Carolina, and they set up this research facility, and they wanted to find out what was in the French red wine grape, because there is what they call the French paradox in America. The French people don't have much heart disease, and they don't have much problems, and yet they eat a lot of high-fat foods, but they drink red wine. And so they deducted from that that it must be the red wine grape that was giving these people this longevity and this good health and everything. Well, they went to breaking it down. They wanted to check all the different things. And, of course, the red wine grape, along with other grapes, and including the muscadine grape, has a number of phytonutrients in it. And so they deducted this down and come to find out they believed that the resveratrol was what the secret was. There's an ingredient in there called resveratrol, and they decided that that was the ingredient that was making everybody so healthy and would contribute to longevity. So they went and they put these little mice on treadmills, and they let them drink resveratrol, and then they put other mice on a treadmill, and they only let them drink water. And they put the resveratrol in the water of some of the mice. And the ones that got the resveratrol, they became real lean and very healthy, and they just ran like everything. The others, when they put them out there, they began to get overweight, and they were sluggish, and they just couldn't run like the others. So they said, we've got it. It has to be the resveratrol that is causing all this great longevity and everything. And so a drug company went up there. Now, prior to that, Barbara Walters on one of the 2020 programs did a special report on them, went in and gave about a 20-minute program on all their research and what they had done, and they were so amazed at what the benefits of it was. And so one of the drug companies went up there, GlaxoSmithKline, and paid them, from our understanding, over $700 million for their research facility, and they didn't even have a product. So the drug companies were interested in putting out a synthetic resveratrol, and they were, most of the resveratrol that you get in the stores and the health food stores comes from a Japanese knotweed, and it's not a very strong resveratrol, but it is resveratrol. And so the red wine grape has natural resveratrol, and they wanted to mimic this with a synthetic resveratrol and get it out to the public, and they said it would be about 5 years before they would get it out, and it would be an anti-aging pill. It'll be the miracle drug that they've been looking for years, sort of like the fountain of youth, and you'll be able to take this product, and it will increase your longevity. It will help with anti-aging problems, and we don't know what the cost will be, but it's supposed to be out sometime in about 5 years. Well, this has been 5 years. This 2013 now has been 5 years, and so that may be why there's getting to be such a buzz in the news media and everywhere about the resveratrol and what a great thing it is for anti-aging. There was a piece just recently on the CBS Morning News in which Charlie Rose was very excited, just, you know, they were overwhelmed with excitement that they have finally got something to research that they believe is going to be the greatest new breakthroughs in the research for an answer to Alzheimer's disease, which affects, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year in the United States. And they found out and believed that the newest and greatest research was going to be coming from the skin of the red wine grape, which has a substance in it called resveratrol. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you tonight that the muscadine grape actually has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape, all naturally. It also has 20 pairs of chromosomes. All the other grapes, including the red wine grape, only have 19 pairs of chromosomes. So this is why the researchers at the University of Georgia and the National Institute of Health and the Kentucky University and Duke University and Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center and a number of other prestigious universities and research facilities across the country, that's why they believe that the muscadine has more nutrients than any other fruit or vegetable in the whole world. It has quercetin, which is known for allergies for years and years. Quercetin has been a great herb to help people with allergies. It has ellagic acid, which is normally found in a red raspberry, and which actually is one of the best cancer fighters. There's a number of bioflavonoids and proanthocyanidins, tremendous antioxidants, tremendous powerful nutrients that are in the product. But when you consider all that, it has more resveratrol, 44 times as much as the red wine grape. But they found out that the skin of the muscadine actually has higher concentrations of resveratrol and ellagic acid than the seed. Now, in their initial research, they found out that the seed had something like 67% of the nutrients in the grape. The skin had about 27% of the nutrients in the grape. And the seed, the pulp and the juice had somewhere around 5 or 6% of the nutrients. So there's not as much nutrients in the juice, although it tastes very good, and of course they make it into wine. But the strength of the grape is in the seed and the skin. Well, our researchers have said that they found out that there's actually higher concentrations of this anti-aging resveratrol in the skin of the grape than there is in the seed, even though the seed does have some in it. So the Amazing Grape product was put together in a way that we have a proprietary blend of ground-up seed and ground-up skin. And we have balanced what we think is the right dosage for people, and we put it into capsule together, the seed and the skin, and we believe that this makes a much greater statement about the use of the skin and its resveratrol and anti-aging and what it does for you. Well, there's some information in Chapter 9 of the Muscadine Medicine book. I want to share part of that with you, and then I've got some things from a lot of other information here on anti-aging. Seems like it is such a buzz. I felt like we had to do a program on anti-aging. And the doctors looked at all the phytochemicals, all of the nutrients that are in the muscadine, and the thing that they were looking for was what effects that they had on aging and possibly extending life. And they found that there was a huge amount of the things that were normally thought of as nutrients and nutrition and things that you would normally get to help with different areas of aging and what happens to the body when it ages. They actually test the body in a ways to find out exactly how that the body ages and what it does. And what they're doing is they're testing, you know, partly your calories and your intake or your restriction of them. They're testing your gene expression of how the genes actually communicate one with another. And they also think about the brain and the aging of the brain. This is usually where Alzheimer's come in. And, you know, you can have a healthy body, and yet you can be not have a good mind because of Alzheimer's. And this is a problem we see a great deal of in America. And the things that they found out was is that things like the berries or the grape had a huge effect on brain aging. It helped to nourish the brain. And so that's why that this is coming out so strongly now about what the antioxidants and what the nutrients in the grape is doing for helping to slow down the aging of the brain. And that's why they're really hyped up and really going to town now with research to find out what they can do for Alzheimer's. Now, they did a lot of testing as they went into this, and they found out that the antioxidants was also doing a great deal. And one of the things that makes a difference in your anti-aging is glutathione. And they found out that the levels were maintained very high whenever that you have the muscadine grape involved. Now, we know there's companies out there, they sell products that's all that the product is about is glutathione. And they sell for $80 to $100 for a bottle of it. There's companies out there that sell quercetin for anywhere from $20 to $40 a bottle. There's companies out there that sell vitamin C and all the other different nutrients and things that you might find useful. And when you find that all of them are naturally occurring and naturally found in the muscadine, then that's why we believe, and we say as a statement, that, you know, we believe that it might be the most economical way for you to nourish your cells with all of the good nutrients and antioxidants and those things that fight aging, is to just take the muscadine grape seed and skin product known as Amazing Grape. There are a tremendous amount of polyphenols in there that helps with this too. So the doctors actually call the grape, the muscadine grape, a super grape. And it also helps to stabilize the chromosomes in the human body. There is a lot of, with the ellagic acid, there's a lot of things going against cancer. We can't say that it absolutely prevents cancer, but that is what we believe that it does, the fighting of cancer, because it, in the research, has been proved and shown that it actually helps the body to eliminate or eradicate any of those cells that are mutated, that are what we would consider cancerous cells. If you are continuing to take the muscadine, it is going to root those bad cells out while that they are still very small, and that way it doesn't grow into a larger or to a real cancerous situation if you can get rid of it in the beginning. Now, there's a lot of information about foods that have to do with anti-aging, and you might listen to these. I will go through them kind of fast so you won't have time probably to write them down, but you can go back and listen to them. But because I'm running really short on time as well, but it's so much exciting information about what you can do for anti-aging. There's a lot of books coming out now on anti-aging, and there's a lot of things that make a difference, including the foods that you eat. And so I'm going to, from one of the books here on anti-aging, this is actually talking about the anti-aging revolution. It is just getting to be a huge thing, because the baby boomers are wanting to live longer, and they're wanting to live healthy while they're living longer. And that's certainly what we want them to do, is we want them to live healthy right on up, and, you know, we don't want them to die of diseases and things. We want them to die of old age. But we want them to be healthy, and we want them to be energetic and have good mind and good quality of life and good flexibility and use of their body and everything right on up through their senior years. And right now there's about 10,000 people becoming baby boomers every day in the United States. And by that, you know, they're turning 62, 64, and they're wanting to be healthy, even in their retirement years and all, and the muscadine is one of the greatest things that you can take, one of the most economical things that you can take to help with all this. And so you look at the market out there for it, you look at the people who want to live healthier. We're not just looking for sick people or people who are struggling with diabetes or cancer or any kind of thing like that. We're looking for people who are relatively healthy or who are doing, you know, great now, but they are interested in living a healthier life throughout their years. Well, here's a list of foods that actually heal or help with anti-aging, and then there's a list of foods that actually are not as good for that, and so they recommend that you might want to consider avoiding some of those foods. The ones that heal are the ones that help with the longevity and with anti-aging are apricots, bananas, beans, either dried or green, bell peppers, different colors, broccoli, cantaloupe, carrots, garbanzo beans, garlic, all kinds of greens makes a huge difference, kiwi, lamb, oat bran, onions, oranges, papayas, pasta, if you get whole wheat pasta, potatoes, if they're baked, soybeans and rice, if it's brown rice, tomatoes, tuna, turkey, yams, sweet potatoes, and yogurt. Now, these are things that you can eat that actually helps to increase your longevity. Those things that they say that you should avoid, and I won't tell you that I absolutely agree with all these, but they're on the list. Those things that they want you to avoid are anchovies, alcohol, bacon or pork products, canned, bottled, or frozen sweetened fruit juice, canned soups, chocolate. Interesting that that one is on the one that they believe harms you. Fried foods, gravies, ice cream, nuts, salted or roasted pork, pickled eggs, processed cheese products, processed lunch meat, processed sweetened oatmeal or cereals. Anything that's processed makes a big difference here. Saturated fats, soft cheeses, soft drinks, tuna canned in oil, vegetables that are canned and frozen with a lot of salt or additives, white, brown, or raw sugar, white flour products, white rice, white vinegar, or yogurt with fruit and syrup, because there'll be a lot of extra additives in there when they put that together. So you can see that there are some things that you should eat that are make more of a difference in your life, and there are things that may be avoided some. Now, I was in a presentation with a surgeon, a former surgeon, over in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It was held at a huge church over there. And this gentleman was from Washington, D.C., and he had had so many people to come back for surgeries that he had just got so sick of those people and their suffering and their sickness, and he decided to just quit his surgery practice. So he stopped. He quit completely being a surgeon, and he started teaching people about what they eat and what they consume, and he had some of these very same guidelines. And he said that if you would go back in biblical times and if you would look at the biblical model of what we should eat in the grains and the nuts and the seeds and all of the things that we should eat, and then if you look at the things that we shouldn't eat because of the harm that they do to the body, you'd find that it is pretty similar to some of the things I've just mentioned. And he said that instead of doing a surgery practice, he started doing cleansing and nutrition. He cleanses the people with fasting, and he gives them herbs to heal their body and to cleanse the body of toxins and to get rid of all the bad stuff that has been accumulated by the preservatives and by the bad Western diet that we have. And now he literally has thousands of patients around the Washington, D.C. area who are living healthy lives following his program of fasting, cleansing, and getting rid of the toxins and things, and then giving the body good antioxidants, good nutrition, along with good food. And this increases the body's ability to heal itself and to stay healthy and to look forward to anti-aging. But as we have stated here, when we look at all these things and when we look at all these books that are coming out on all of the problems with aging and things that we should do to help to increase our longevity and to renew our bodies, one of the greatest things is all the antioxidants, all the nutrients, and all of the things that are actually found in the muscadine grape. And so that's why that we look at it and tell people that it's not a sales line. It's been a lot of testing done on it. And they have found out that, all of these nutrients are there naturally occurring in the muscadine. And so if you take two capsules a day of muscadine, grape seed, and skin into your body, it's going to give your body a tremendous ability to heal itself now and to nourish those cells, nourish those joints, nourish the rest of the body. And since it's a seed, or since seed is included in with it, that it actually helps to detox some, and it helps to run out some of the little parasites and some of the things that you shouldn't have in your body. And so it's a great help and a very economical help for you to be working on toward your goal of anti-aging. There's a number of really great books out there. One is The Anti-Aging Revolution by Dr. Ronald Klatz and Dr. Robert Goldman. There is, of course, a lot of information on aging in the Merck Manual on health and aging. There is even Dr. Mendel years ago. Dr. Mendel did a tremendous studies over the years, and one of his biggest accomplishments was the Anti-Aging Bible, in which he lists all the different problems and all the possible benefits of a number of herbal supplements and everything, and he lists a great deal of them here. And then he lists some of the things that you might associate with aging and what you can do to fight those, or what you can do to help the body to be supported and give it the nutrition it needs to push back the clock and push back the time. And in all of those things that he mentioned, if you go through the whole list of them, a great deal of them could be purchased at your health food stores at an enormous cost, because you would have to give $20 a bottle for this and $15 a bottle for that, $35 for this, $42 for this, $18 for this, $26 for this, and the list goes on. You could have $300-$500 worth of different kinds of products, and still, all of them would be good nutrition, but they would be from different sources. One of the head researchers in the research that was done at a major university here in North Carolina said that, Dr. Vidalin said, that your body can tell the difference. There is a synergy whenever that all the nutrients that are necessary for longevity are contained together in one place. And that's where their concern, or where their research had took them, and where our researchers took us, that all or a big portion of those nutrients are found in one place in the muscadine grape. And so we want you to look at the muscadine grape very seriously. We want you to share it with other people and let them feel good and confident that this is one of the greatest things they can do, not only for their health now, but to push back the hands of time and to have longevity and to work with this anti-aging revolution that is going on, because people want to live healthier and they want to live healthier longer. And so that's some of the things. That's just, we've just really scratched the surface of it tonight. It will probably take a lot longer. We'll probably spend some more time on some of these things. But it's really interesting information, and you can compile some of that. If you have any concerns, we'd like for you to call us, get back with us. If you're a new person listening to the call tonight and someone invited you on the call, then get back with that person and talk to them about the anti-aging benefits of muscadine grape and how you can become involved with Amazing Grape and help us share this with the nation and with the millions of people that will enjoy the benefits of Amazing Grape. I see our time has come and gone. This is Paul Hopkins, and I do appreciate every one of you being on the call tonight. And be sure and bring your friends and tune in and have them to tune in to the call on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, when we'll be discussing more of these things about the wonderful benefits of the muscadine grape. Thank you all, and good night.